B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 12 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the fabulous Chickies and Pete's right here in Marlton, New Jersey. Believe. You know what we have? You know what we haven't heard from? Not one cockroach. Not one Cowboy fan, my man.
Yeah, man, I wonder where they went.
Isn't it interesting?
Did the Lakers play last night? Did they stay up late watching that? Let me check.
Not one Cowboy fan have we heard from. Now listen, I'm out here thumping my chest because both those teams are wretched. However, not for nothing. That is embarrassing last night. What are you going to do?
Yeah, Lakers didn't play last night. Maybe they were like tweeting at Garrett Cole because they're Yankees fans.
Yeah, right. Like, remember that guy earlier? We had a Yankees Cowboys guy.
Yeah, he told you don't give him the tickets. He knew he was a Fugazi.
Right, and we didn't. So, I you know, it's funny. Their demise, I almost want to hear. You have anything from that game last night just to make us feel good?
Let me check.
Why, thank you, Pat. I want to hear something good from last night. Something make me smile from last night. Because after they went down the field to start the game, Zeke left, Zeke right, touchdown. After they got the interception, they got the turnover.
Yeah, we got a little something for you.
Oh, let me hear it.
Pass is caught for the touchdown, Robinson. Touchdown is the call. Jalen Smith was there. A simultaneous catch. A touchdown, second of the game for Robinson.
Oh, that was nice. Touchdown, Bears. Yes. Howard, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Howard.
All right, Ian. You're getting me fired up here. Don't it sound like it in my voice? So you got to stay with me for a little bit here for a couple seconds. And I know what happened tomorrow 78 years ago, so nobody text or anything else, but was it over when the Eagles lost to the Patriots? Was it over when the Eagles lost to the Seahawks? Was it over when the Eagles lost to the Dolphins? Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? No! It wasn't over! So who's with me? We're going to kill the Giants! The Redskins, the Cowboys, and the Giants again!
Yes! Yes, Adam, yes!
I stole a little bit of that from Adam Wilde.
Yes, that's all right. That's an iconic iconic scene. Had I seen it, I would have known that. But no, it's awesome, man. Listen, Howard, that's the point, is that, you know, suspend disbelief. Because when you do that, only greatness can happen.
That is right. Oh, yeah, and yesterday, your little, I'm going to say, conversation with the bro and the Phillies was beautiful. Because they do need to spend the money.
They do.
Spend.
So you saw the news, right? Washington says they can't afford to keep both Strasburg and Rendon.
Good, then get Strasburg.
Exactly. So whatever one they can't afford to keep comes here. And
yeah,
then
I want pitching.
Right. Well, listen, I'll take Rendon too. I'll take Strasburg, I'll take Rendon, I'll love them both. And then you are Mr. Moneybags, the big shot of all big shots in town, Mr. Middleton.
All right, so we got 2 hours, people. Who's with me? Are we going to just sit here and mope around?
Right, no mope.
And just cry about how we lost the last three games?
Exactly.
Or are we going to get together and we are going to kill the Giants, the Redskins, Dallas, and the Giants? Come on, people. Come with me.
I like it. I like it, Howard. Thank you, my friend. You too. You too. Let's go. Make sure you hit the poll. Vote. Dan in Harleysville. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Danny.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Dan?
Yeah, like, I'm not known for my, you know, immense amount of, like, I don't know, positivity. But, I mean, how if you watch Mitch Trubisky look like freaking right. Joe Montana last night, how can you be out? Like, how do you watch them and be like, yeah, the Eagles can't catch them? Like, they're right. terrible. They're at least as bad as the Eagles.
Right.
And they're possibly worse. So,
right.
Like, I'm in. I went on. Look, I bought cheap tickets. I don't get to go to games much because I got kids and little kids. So I went on and bought tickets. I'm going to game Monday night because it was
good for
ridiculously
you, brother.
Cheap. Me and my pops. It's going to be great.
Oh, that's awesome, so, man. That's great,
yeah,
David.
So, yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah, so, I mean, now look, they lose and it's over and then we can all just break them up. And,
exactly. You know, they lose.
Put them on the wheel and break them up. So
exactly. They lose. We destroy them.
Yeah, that's and you know, and that's fun in its own twisted, you know, psychopathic way. But
I'd rather not. So, but I agree with you.
Yeah, I feel you. But yeah, I'm not out on the Sixers. Obviously, I'm starting to get close to being out on Brett Brown though, because these turnovers and what serves me the most is Ben Simmons. You know how I feel about Ben Simmons, but
yeah.
Forget that. Like for him to feel comfortable coming out in the news, and this is not just a one time or in the, with the media saying, you know, we weren't prepared or we took it lightly, like. For him to feel comfortable coming out and say that in an interview makes me think that Brett Brown's lost those guys. Because even if he's thinking that, you can't come out and say that. To me, that's saying, no, well, there's going to be no repercussions
I mean,
for that.
Optically, it's a horrible look. I agree with you.
It's bad. And he's already optically, like, pretty bad with the media. Like, I already think he might be a robot. I'm not 100% sure. But, like, so the fact that, you know, when he says something like that, it makes me... Makes my skin crawl.
You know what the shame is with him, though? And you know I'm around there a lot, right? So he's a lot different than he appears to be. And it's a shame.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Like, it's a shame because I wish he would show, like, you know, and sometimes when, you know, youth, right? Youth feels the need to put on an air sometimes.
Yeah, and they're not very likable right now. I mean, generally as a team, I look at the Flyers and I go, and that's a likable group of young kids.
Well, they are definitely a likable group. Yeah, I
but
agree.
The Sixers, like Embiid, right now, is he likable? Watching him mope around,
Simmons
is just I'm so neutral on him just because I don't know what he's like because he's like
you like Al, Big
they're
Al,
not likable,
right? You like Big Al.
I mean, Big Al,
Tobias.
But
Tobias playing well.
And Tobias is playing well, yeah. But he's one of those guys that you like when he's playing well, but as soon as he starts not playing well, you're going to be like, that contract, it's going to taint how you feel.
Don't get too down for me.
Okay, I'm not down. Right, I'm excited. And I'm good. Excited to go to the game.
Good. And listen, enjoy the game. You and Pops, Danny.
Yeah, they're going to kill him.
That's right. Right. That's it. They're going to kill, buried him. Buried him, Pat.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. Have you not been listening to the show?
I've been listening. I think they win. I just think I love the optimism.
I want to hear positivity.
I think they win.
I want to hear certitude out of you.
They haven't buried anybody this season, but I think they win.
All right. Well, you know, you sound a little mealy mouth.
Nah, I think they win. Once again, they haven't buried anybody this season.
All right. But, you know, listen, it's going to be night. Like Monday night, it's going to be temperate. It's going to be a rain, right?
It sounds beautiful.
It's good. Well, listen, that's where we got to embrace ugly. But it's going to be temperate. Let's go.
My mother's been embracing ugly for the past 30 years.
All right, let's talk about the Bagster. So what goes into Bagster, Pat? The entire NFC East, right? Because the Bagster can handle any job. You can find it at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores for just $29.99. That's right. The beauty of the Bagster is that it holds 3,300 pounds of waste. It's a dumpster in a bag, and it's on demand. So any of your cleanup, like you're doing some remodeling, whatever it is you can handle. So I'm going to put the NFC East in the Bagster, and it can take on the job. And then I'm going to see the Eagles crawl out of the Bagster. And leave Dallas, New York, and Washington in it. It's the Bagster bag. Clean it up, whatever your cleanup plans are. Again, maybe you're doing some stuff for the holidays, with your garage, you name it. Check out the Bagster bag. Go to thebagster.com That's where you clean it up and tell them Cuz sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it is 12:20. Pat, I didn't hear what he said. as we hang out from Chickies and Pete's in Marlton, New Jersey. It is a Football Fridays. We can hang out on Football Fridays. We love our Football Fridays. Who are Football Fridays brought to you by? Pat? Because we forgot our thing here. So our Football Fridays are...
They are brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community.
Nice. Beautiful. Don't forget, today we got a $100 Primo gift card to give away. Watch the game in style. Order online, PrimoHoagies.com. Not just a hoagie, it's a Primo. And joining us from ESPN, from The Fanatic, the podcast embedded, he is the one, the only, T-Mac, Tim McManus. What do you say, brother?
What's going on, man? How you doing today?
All right, so normally you would hear me and I would be in a necessarily mood after Sunday, right? You know, we've had some nasty conversations about them. But not today, T-Mac. Not after the Cowboys gave them yet another stay of execution. I've decided to sign up and suspend disbelief. So, T-Mac, I come to you, hat in hand. Tell me something good about this team right now.
Oh, geez. Well, they're still alive, Anthony. Geez, I mean, the way that the Cowboys are playing, like, anything's possible, I guess, for both of these teams. I mean, there's even a conceivable way that the Eagles can rest their starters in Week 17 if Cowboys continue to be this inept and the Eagles take care of their business over the next few weeks. So
yeah,
that is
obviously... Can you imagine if the Rams beat the Cowboys, the Eagles sweep the next three, and they got home field, they're resting guys.
At 8-7. what a world. I mean, you know, so that's one positive in terms of like what we're seeing from this team this week. If there's a couple gestures by the head coach that at least signals that he's starting to come down a little bit harder on this team. Now whether it's too late is another question altogether. Whether it's effective, we'll see, but he did two things. The first thing that he did was at the beginning of the week on Tuesday during a team meeting, he essentially called out his leaders. And the quote that he said to them was, "When are my leaders going to step up?"
Wow.
Brandon Graham told me about that at the locker stall yesterday, that those were the words of Doug Peterson. Now, Peterson, as we know, isn't like a super in-your-face,
right,
call-you-out type of coach. So it was in kind of like a Peterson speak. It was delivered in a tone that, right, I think that was well received by the guys.
He was kind of begging him to do that.
Yeah, but it was, you know, but he said in a team setting, you know, when are my leaders going to step up?
Wow.
So he pressed the heat on them a little bit this week to take it upon themselves to get this thing going in the right direction. The second thing he did is had them strap on pads. They weren't expecting it.
Yeah, I love that. I thought that was good.
Yeah, Graham said that they got it in an email, and you see it on the schedule, and it's in pads, and his eyebrows went up. It's like, okay, that's not something that they've been doing, not something that they typically do this year, but Peterson obviously feeling that they need to kind of get snapped into it and need to, you know, get pressed a little bit, and we'll see what kind of effect that has.
Yeah, I like. I love the pad. I love the pad. You know, it was such a disappointment on Sunday. Like in every, it was such a colossal, colossal disappointment that you had to come out and do something drastic. Because right now, Doug's confidence is at an all-out low. It's an all-time low.
And he knows that he needs to be the one that sets the tone from here on in. Because when you lose to the Dolphins, number one, your team has you run like a real risk of things splintering.
Right.
Like I've been around enough teams that when it starts going sour and then you have a bad loss like that, the guys that are kind of like, one foot in, one foot out, you know, they can take the other foot out. Or if you're on the fence about how committed you are to the season, that loss can get you going in the wrong direction. Peterson knew he had to act. When you have a loss like that to the Dolphins, it can be symptomatic of something greater than X's
right.
and O's. It's that your team is not responding. And so, yeah, is it too little too late? I think we'll figure that out. But he at least recognizes the moment that he needs to put some pressure on here.
Because you can see, and you can tell he's feeling it. You know him well. And you know when he starts to feel it, he starts to kind of get annoyed during news conferences. And he starts to stammer a little bit. He's searching for answers. He kind of talks in circles, like he was saying, we took him lightly. Oh, we didn't take him lightly. I didn't really mean that. I meant this. And so he could shut everybody up. They just got to go out and win.
And it's a pretty big moment, I think, for him because, you know, what we've seen in the past two seasons is a team that has really responded to him when moments were at their most difficult. I mean, if you think about when Wentz goes down in 17,
yes.
the way that they rallied around that at the end of last year when it looked like, and they were kind of a similar situation where it looked like the season was going to be lost. And the team was able to rise up and make the playoffs, not only that, but win a playoff game and almost win two. That's his history. And he was saying yesterday, like, this is a must win. Actually, last week was a must win. Actually, if you think about it, coming out of the bye, it's all been must wins. And the team hasn't responded to him yet.
Oh, I know. I mean, what's that say? When you all three games are must wins, you lose all three.
Right. I mean, so now, how do they finish? I don't think his job is in jeopardy, but I mean, you don't want to have the look of a team that not only loses to the Dolphins, but then has one or two more bad losses to bad teams down the stretch and missing an opportunity to make the playoffs.
Because you're right. His job's not in jeopardy this year, but if it ended up like that, it would be for next.
Yeah, yeah. It puts him in a situation where maybe the seat gets warmer for him. That's something that he wants to avoid. I mean, this, and as Lane Johnson put it yesterday, he's like, you know, this in this business, when you don't perform, change is coming. And so that's what kind of everybody recognizes in this moment.
All right, so give us an update, injuries, who we expect, how you feel. And also we had a caller, because I had heard, it was a few weeks ago, that Deshaun, what they were kind of pessimistic. If they do make the playoffs, where are you at with him?
I think the way that it works with the IR is that he's eligible for the second playoff game.
Right.
You know, he's been having his, you know, he's been kind of gradually recovering. I think that the timetable could set up for him to be potentially ready. It's just a matter, I guess, of how the rehab goes between now and then that will dictate his availability. So it'll be kind of a wait and see. What do the Eagles do? How's Deshaun responding? That will answer those questions. In terms of the here and now and what's going to happen for Monday night, you know, the big one, I think, is Jordan Howard still has not been cleared for contact. That means it's going to be his fourth straight missed game unless something changes between now and then.
I don't understand that.
I know. It's related to a nerve. And what my understanding is basically like it's hard to put a timetable on it because you don't know when that nerve is going to get into a place where you have regained strength in your shoulder. And that's really what they're talking about here is when is the strength going to return? And it just hasn't yet. And they really don't know when that's going to happen. Peterson is optimistic that he's going to play again this season, but you know, week after week, this has impacted them. You know, that's three games in a row he's missed, and that's been three straight losses. And I think that's at least partially tied to the fact that Peterson isn't quite as comfortable with relying on the run game as he was when he had his lead back in there. So that's really the big one. Kamu Grugier-Hill popped up with concussion yesterday. apparently just started feeling symptoms and let the team know about it. So that's one that you're going to have to monitor as well. And then Nelson Agholor did not practice yesterday because of a knee injury. So that's probably another situation where he gets some rest during the week with the hopes of playing on Monday.
So when you kind of look at this whole thing and you know, size it up, and you look at Monday night and the Giants. Now, the Giants, we hear, are going to get their weapons back, right? Like, you're going to get Evan Engram. You're going to get Golden Tate. So it's the first time all year long they're all going to be healthy. And Eli starts, which is adds a whole entirely new wrinkle to the thing. How do you see it?
I mean, they should win. But, of course, they should have smoked out Miami as well. And I think when you have a loss like that, you can't take anything for granted. Eli Manning is a new wrinkle. One thing that I think of is while Daniel Jones is more dynamic and they have to account for less with Manning, they don't have to worry about zone reads. They don't have to worry about him getting out of the pocket. It's just pretty straightforward. But Jim Schwartz has a pretty good history against young quarterbacks. Yeah. He seems to have something for them. Whereas we saw, like last week and in a couple other occasions, where veteran quarterbacks can sometimes take advantage of him in this scheme. And so that adds this whole other wrinkle. I would say that generally the teams that have had real success against the Eagles defense are one that has like this premier wide receiver that can get over the top of a weakened secondary. And I don't know that the Giants have that in spades. I mean, Darius Slayton would be a name to keep an eye out on somebody.
Yeah,
like if he goes loose, then maybe it starts to look like the Miami game a little bit. But otherwise, I feel like the defense should be able to kind of rebound here, take advantage of an older Manning and a bad Giants team, and come out with a win.
My only concern is this: you know about Eli? He's going to go short throws, get the ball out, right? Because they have trouble protection, so the short throws. Tate is a little bit of a concern for me. And then you got Barkley, who's a space guy. So there's a lot. And I think this game's important for Schwartz as well, because if something happens and they don't make the playoffs after the Cowboys imploded, then there's going to be changes. There has to be.
Yeah, and I think that it's important what you're pointing out, because even the bad teams have talent. Like, Saquon Barkley is like a talent, man.
Right.
And you see, like from this past week, you know, Doug Peterson goes up and says, you know, we're facing a good team. Miami's a good team. Well, they're not. I mean, you look at their stats going into that game, and they were 30th or lower in every major statistical category, and the Eagles made them look like a juggernaut. Miami hadn't scored that many points since 2015. And that's what the Eagles allowed them to do. So if they're not right, if they continue to go on this path, you know, they're in jeopardy of losing this game. So, I mean, this is what this whole conversation has been about. It's like, you know, this team's snapping to it. Peterson making sure that his leaders are accountable so that they don't go on this ugly kind of slide to finish the season. They really should be able to win this game. They have everything they need to do it. This is where the rubber meets the road, man. This is an important game.
That's
for,
right.
A lot of people's futures.
That's right. So today's show is entitled Win or Be Destroyed. and you think that's pretty accurate, right? Like, all right, let's see it.
Yeah, that's essentially what I'm saying. I mean, yeah, if win or be destroyed, this season, somehow, some way has some life to it. You're not always given an extra opportunity
right.
like this.
Seize
but because
it.
Of
yes.
the ineptitude of the Dallas Cowboys, you have it. Do something with it, or else, you know, there's going to be some serious consequences for this team.
I love it. T-Mac, you're the man, brother. We appreciate it. You know that.
My friend, always a pleasure.
Have a great weekend.
All right, enjoy your weekend.
And we'll be watching you, reading you, and following you on Twitter all over Monday night, all over the weekend. Great job, brother. Thank you. Tim McManus on the Comcast Business Hotline. Jay in Allentown joins us now. Jay, good afternoon, buddy.
Good afternoon, Ed. I'm a long-time first-time.
Oh, welcome, brother. Welcome.
I'm sorry to interrupt the cheer festival you guys got going there, but I got to put my arm around you, Ed. and kind of talk some sense to you. These guys have shown us that, you know, performance-wise, these guys have been a dog all year, you know? And I guess I'm the ye of little faith.
All right, so here's the deal. I need to put my arm around you. Because the bottom line is, Jay, we understand what they were. I mean, you heard, listen to me all week.
Yeah.
But here's the bottom line.
Okay.
The bottom line is the Cowboys lost again. The Cowboys are imploding. It's okay. Open for them to win four games. And so it's pretty simple. Suspend disbelief. Jump on board. But hold on. If they lose, you destroy them. Don't you want to see the season be extended?
Well, no, not with the way, performance, with the performance that I've seen, or lack of performance that I've been looking at, I'm ready to just say, you know, let's move on and worry about next year and start talking about this.
Here's the thing. You don't know anything in this league, right? I'm not telling you that, they're going to make our Super Bowl run, but I don't know. At the very least, you get a playoff game. Is it good for Wentz to get a playoff game?
It would be. But these guys, I mean, these guys have told us, don't worry, we got 9 games left. Don't worry, we got 7 games left.
I know. I don't want to hear that worry. Either. I don't want to hear a word from them. Quite frankly, I don't want to hear a peep out of them until they win the division.
Okay.
Then you celebrate. Like, I'm with you. I don't want to hear him go, we got this. Just go do it, all right? I don't want to hear from you. Go ahead.
I wish Daniel Jones was quarterbacking. Because, see, you got Manning's been, he's been riding the bench all year. He's got those splinters all picked out. And he stood in the snow all day Sunday and watched, you know, the little guy throw 3 interceptions. He's not going to want to go out.
I agree.
On the bottom. He has some interest. You know,
I agree with you, Jay.
I'm not an Eli fan, believe me, and I'm not a Giants fan.
I know. I agree with you.
Eli's got, remember the great, you know, our great leader told us, you know, these guys wanted it more than we did, okay? I believe in his mind, he feels he has something to prove.
That's right. You're right. I agree with you. All the more reason for the Eagles to win the game. Like, I don't want to hear excuses that Eli Manning comes out of the crypt and wins the game. I don't want to hear it. So it goes back to the point. Suspend disbelief, win or be destroyed. Jay, I need you to say, I believe, because you need belief.
I believe for you, Ant, for no one else but you.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it. Yes.
Let me tell you one more thing. One more question.
Hope
I can put a smile on your face.
Sure.
There's a commercial. I'm going to paraphrase it for you, where the surgeon tells the patient,
"I love it."
Nervous?
Yeah.
Says, me too. But don't worry, we'll figure it out when we get in there. And this is our coach.
That's Doug. Yeah, I agree.
This is Doug. Don't worry about it, Carson. We'll figure it out when the game starts.
You're right, Jay. That's great. That is Doug. He's Doug. I actually like that commercial. Like the Dr. Pat. You know that commercial?
Oh, yeah.
I actually like that commercial.
It's a solid commercial.
And the doctor's cool. Like, you know what I mean? He's like, hey, ready? Hey, I'm back. I got reinstated. it's hysterical. He's Doug. But here's the deal. Again, you know, all we got to do, we just provide faith, belief, and if they let us down, and they forsake us, then we rage. I mean, I think that's pretty easy. I think it's simple for us to just be on board. Get on board. It's in our own best interest to enjoy it. You get a play. They make the playoffs. I don't care how they get in. I'm all right with it. You know, they got to make changes. We'll talk about all that stuff. if they're one and done or whatever. But you just get in. I just want to see more football, more Eagles football. You follow, Pat?
Oh, I 100% agree. Just get in, see what happens. Get us more football. That's the whole goal when the season starts, is just extra football.
That's right.
Bonus football.
That's it. Bonus football, man. All right, 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. We got a lot of giveaways. We got to give away some goodies over the next couple over the next hour and change.
We got some chews.
We got to give away the chews, the Primo's gift card, Temple tickets. That's right. It is Cuz Radio Live on 97.5 The Fanatic from Chickies and Pete's in Marlton. Let's talk about the uncles, shall we? The uncles right now, they love the holidays. Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul. It's their time, and they want to wish you the happiest of holidays, and they know it's family time. So here's the deal. You could drive home in that new vehicle, a Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, for a big-time discount. You're going to get employee pricing plus. That's right. Employee pricing plus. You're going to pay what we pay, plus you get all the great savings and all the great discounts. Plus, if you're a new customer, you're going to get free oil changes, state inspections, as for the life of the, as long as you own your new car. I'm telling you, check it out. Some great deals to be had. Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Airport Auto Mall. The uncles will take great care of you. And you know the deal. When you visit Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a family. Yes. You're more than a customer. You're family. That's right. The uncles always tell you that. FamilyAutos.com is the website. Check them out online. And don't forget, go there and tell them Cuz sent you. The offer ends December 31st, 2019.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
12 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Bird's Peanut Chews. Delicious chocolate bite-sized pieces loaded with crunchy peanuts. All right, as we hang out here at Chickies and Pete's on a football Friday, brought to you by Rosen Mountain and Associates, as we hang out. Dude, give me a couple of great Bears highlights from last night.
All right, here you go.
He keeps again. One-on-one. Tackle missed. Touchdown, Trubisky. What a night for number 10.
Thank you, Joe Buck.
How about that? Mike Vick Trubisky.
You know what's nuts? They had no answers. Like, that defense just got riddled. It was riddled.
I don't understand how they're not motivated, because Jason Garrett, he claps so hard. Like, it's enthusiastic clapping. I would respond to it if I was a player.
Yeah, I got to honestly, I'm real sure. Like, I expected them to win last night. Quite frankly, I thought the Cowboys would blow them out, because the Bears stink.
Yeah, I took the Bears last night.
Well, it's a great move by you. They go down the first drive and score a touchdown. And I'm like, yeah. And I was like sagging. And then it was amazing. If they survived the short field and then they come down and score a touchdown. And then from there on out, the Cowboys had no answers. That was awesome. We get a chance. Who knows? You see, the beauty of this season is that you don't know. It's this league. It's the weirdest league in the world. Like, right now, you would think the Ravens win the Super Bowl, right? But you don't know.
Yeah, I think if especially, you know, I mean, you were on the air after Carson went down. No one had any faith. Now, it's a magical run. I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen, but it happens a decent bit in the NFL where wild card teams that you don't have, you know, underdogs, you don't have a lot of confidence in, they end up getting on a hot streak. Hell, look at the Giants. There's nothing elite about Eli Manning, and yet he went on two hot streaks that were unbelievable, and they won the Super Bowl.
Dude, that's exactly the second. The first one was pretty epic, right? And they were led by their defense, and they shut down Brady. That was vintage, you know, Brady in his prime, Spags, the defensive coordinator that whole year. But the second time they did it, they were not good.
No, they weren't. I mean, it was a team that just, I mean, frankly, they got hot. They got hot at the best time to get hot.
Who knows? Maybe the wretched Miami loss is all part of the story. And there it was, as we talked about the story of the 2019 Eagles. And the low came in Miami before 35,000 Eagles fans at Hard Rock Stadium. An embarrassing defeat at the hands of Ryan Fitzpatrick against a tanking Dolphins team. But then the Cowboys lost to the Bears, kept the Eagles season alive. Doug Peterson goes to the padded practice. Something that is not, particularly in this NFL, used to this late in the season. He goes to the padded practice. Mike in Hamilton, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Mike.
Mr. Anthony.
Mr. Mike.
Why I'm more than positive, may I give you a compliment?
Yes, sir. Please. Thank you.
In person on your Thursday night show, and you wouldn't stop talking during your break if I didn't say thank you so much and let you go. That shows me how much you love your job and what a good man you are for a fan.
Oh, thanks, brother. I appreciate that. It's very nice. Very kind of you.
No, it's very true. Now let me tell you why. In 2017, we had the football gods come down. I don't care what anybody says, and they're back. In different ways, to find a way to keep our team to go to the Super Bowl. I lost my dear mom, who was one of the biggest Eagle fans and knew more about football than all my friends in September. So I know she's
sorry,
up there.
Sorry, brother.
Oh, thank you. But I know she's up there with the football gods of Philadelphia, and I'm telling you, we will be going to the Super Bowl.
I love it. You feel it, man. You're tapped into the football gods.
That's it. They came down on the 17th in different ways, you know, to give Foley all that magic. Yeah. Now, this year, we didn't get it in our minds yet. Like, you know, the magic.
Right. So, no, we're still looking at, you know, what was in front of us, which is the Dolphins loss and the Seahawks page. No, I'm with you. I love it, Mike. That's great, man. Thank you, brother. You know, like you said, think about it, Pat. Maybe the gods are, maybe they're coming back.
Well, maybe they took a vacation?
Yeah. Maybe they said, listen, you got yours. I'm going to go away for a little while. We're going to come back, though.
Went to a little Turks and Caicos?
Yes, exactly. Like the Tunis. And maybe they said, you know, listen, I feel bad for number 11. Maybe it's time to give number 11 some shine. Instead of going to get in his shine box. Eli and Penn Salkin, you're on 97.5. The Fanatic, Eli.
Hey, what's up, Anthony?
How are you, Eli?
All right. First time caller. Hey, listen.
Welcome, Sixers. Buddy.
Thank you, man. Sixers, man, you got me all depressed, man.
Depressed?
I was in the 83 parade. My son started playing basketball. Last year, when the Sixers messed up, my son stopped playing basketball. That was his team. Now he's with no team. And I'm about to go out the same route. no, don't watch no basketball. Cause I'm, it's
no,
just so
no,
yeah.
No, Eli.
I'm gonna watch the women. I'm gonna watch the women.
No, no, Eli. Listen, they won 9 out of 10, and then last night was one of the clunkers. I grant you, frustrating turnovers, all that stuff. But you know, you can't judge a team that is built for 16, and I swear they are. They need to come together. Like, you can't judge them now. You can't get off the bandwagon now.
Yeah, man. I only called because I hope that if MB even listens to this in this radio station, because I'm going to the game Sunday.
All right,
and if I can't get to him through the radio, I hope I'm close enough to see him. I'll be in section 115.
Nice.
He's not going to be. I want to tell him he's not going to be remembered. I only remember one center. That's number two.
Moses.
Remember that guy? Exactly.
I was at the parade in 83, too.
That's the only champion. That guy gave us the championship. That guy there.
Yeah, but again, look, I love this team. I'm telling you, don't bail on the squad, brother.
I like them, but somebody's got to get serious. Somebody has to get serious.
It's early December. What's the 6th today? December the 6th?
Yeah, it's the 6th.
You know, the season don't really start until Christmas Day. That's the unofficial beginning of the NBA season.
You think they're going to get tougher or what?
I think they're going to be better. I think they're going to be better off. I think they have issues offensively. I think, like, spacing wise, they're a great defensive team. I mean, they're the third ranked defensive team in the league.
Well, I know the coach has something to do with that. He's too soft. He's too damn soft. He is.
All right. Well, give him a shot. Let's see what that. Listen, I hear you on everything. But don't bail.
I'll see him Sunday. I'll see him Sunday. I hope I'm close enough so he can hear me.
All right. I hear you, brother. See you, Eli. Listen, I'm genuine I feel genuinely good about them. I still do. I don't feel bad about the Sixers. I don't. They just won 9 out of 10. I can't. It's too early. I still do. I don't feel bad about the Sixers. I don't. They just won 9 out of 10. I can't. It's too early. Everybody's concerns are correct. They're right. It's too early, man. We ignore some of the good things that we see. All right. I got to get Casey up here. Casey had a weird coincidence, and I'm in search of a sign. I need a sign. Casey, do you have a sign for me?
No, I got your sign.
Really?
I got a few points to make. I'll start with your sign. I'm a FedEx driver, and I could not make this up if I tried. I just had a delivery about 20 minutes ago to 10 Eagle Lane. I swear, and it was right when you were asking about DJX.
10 Eagle Lane?
Kid you not.
That's a sign.
100%. And I want to make a couple other points real quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think anybody who doesn't want us to make the playoffs is stone cold nuts. I mean, not only does it give Carson at least one game, a playoff game under his belt for experience, since when is it not something to hang your hat on to beat out the Cowboys for the division? Like, if nothing else, at least we win the division. No?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, what? I don't get it. I'm sick of Cowboys fans. I don't care if we win the division at 8-8. Like 8-8. I just want to win the division.
Yes.
That's it. That's all I want. Can I give an Eagle chant before you let me go?
Yes, I want. And by the way, we're going to give you two peanut chews.
All right.
You want the peanut chews, don't you?
Yeah, I was hoping for some temple tickets, but I'll take peanut chews.
You got it. You get the tub of chews, Golden Berries, delicious chewy chocolate bite size loveliness.
So, I love it. Can I make one more point real quick?
Yes, go.
Listen, I'm not overly thrilled with Doug. but everybody's ready to throw him out the window. It could be worse. Our coach could be Jason Garrett.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Right? Am I right or am I right?
You're right. You're dead right, man.
I love it. 10 Eagle Wayne. I'm telling you, he's coming back in the playoffs. He's going to have 4 or 5.
Give me a chant. I'm going to put you on hold. Give me a chant.
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O.
I love it. Hold on, buddy. Hold on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.